Today's scripture text comes from Matthew 11:25-30. At that time Jesus answered and said, I praise thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that thou didst hide these things from the wise and intelligent, and didst reveal them to babes. Yes, Father, for thus it was well-pleasing in thy sight. All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, nor does anyone know the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son wills to reveal him. Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you shall find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my load is light. Jesus here thanks his Father in prayer in verse 25 that he did hide these things from the wise and intelligent. You know, the Word is so designed, according to Hebrews 4:12, that it's living and active, and that it's able to judge the thoughts and intentions of the heart. The self-righteous, the ones who have their own agenda, those who would seek to justify self, they can't understand the hidden intimacies of the knowledge of Christ. But the babes, they can. In Matthew 18:1-5, Jesus calls out the children as the greatest in the kingdom of heaven and calls us to emulate them. Now, it's not childishness or foolishness that we are to emulate, but rather dependence. We are not to lean on our own understanding, but we are to give all things unto our Lord. In that way, we can understand and have that rest that Jesus is talking about. Now, his invitation in verse 28 through 30 says, come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden. Certainly in this society, the stresses that most people are under, trying to do too much, two jobs, double incomes or more, self-driven individuals striving after that which will ultimately burn. These people will not find rest. But we need to take the yoke of Jesus upon us. That is how we will find rest. And to seek first the kingdom as he is so instructed. Now he says there in verse 30, for my yoke is easy and my load is light. Many people misunderstand this statement. Getting to heaven is anything but easy. Thayer, when he defines the term easy, says manageable, mild, or pleasant. The opposite of the word easy is harsh, hard, or sharp. The opposite is also specifically tied by Thayer to the word burdensome. So the yoke would not be burdensome. Vine, in his expository dictionary, defines the Greek word easy here that's translated as kindly, fit for use, able to be used. You know, in the English, easy is really not an appropriate word here, for it is very misleading. The understanding today doesn't fit, and this, I believe, will set people up for crash. As a carpenter, Jesus used this word. As a carpenter, Jesus shaped wood to be used for the yokes of to be put on oxen. The word, as Jesus would have pictured it, would have meant well-fitted or comfortable. It is important to note that the carpenter scribed the yoke to the individual ox. So it is with the ministries that Jesus places upon our shoulders. They are easy in that they are perfectly fitted to us. In conclusion, Jesus desires rest for our souls. Today, people are so stressed out trying to earn a living, and in many cases, even earn their salvation. Jesus gives us exactly what we can handle, and rest comes in the form of true satisfaction and permanence of accomplishment.